Listen, Colonel, are you trying to tell me that this business of Wherryman's will, the £1 million he left to be divided between the 6 beneficiaries, the business of them all taking passage on the Tangmar, are you saying it's a hoax? Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
Come on, bosun, jump to it. Get those stores below, man. I want the hatches secured in 30 minutes. I'm granting no shore leave until this ship is ready for sea again.
I was standing with Colonel Hacking at the rail of the Tangmar, watching the harborside activity. I could hear Captain Goddard yelling orders in the background as the stores for our run to Jamaica were slung overside and packed below. Down on the wharf, Cregan, the chief engineer, with his hands manacled, was being hustled into a waiting police car. And I'd always thought the sight of that happening would spell the end of my interest in the voyage. But Hacking had other ideas. Out of the blue, he'd casually stated that I should remain aboard for the last stage of the voyage. Colonel Hacking inserted a cigarette in the ivory holder he invariably used, puffed for a moment contentedly, and then continued.
I didn't say it was a hoax, Kendall. I said it might be. If it is, then I think you should be there when Challoner and Tuca discover the fact.
Why?
I would hate to have to answer for Challoner's behavior under a shock like that. It's obvious the man thinks of himself as a millionaire or close to it even now.
But do you have any proof, Colonel? Is there anything you've learnt since I left England that I don't know?
I've learnt a number of things, Kendall. That firm, Brancher, Brancher and Smith, who are handling the estate, have been in pretty close touch with me ever since Slavin's death.
And?
There's not the slightest doubt that Wherryman was a millionaire. We both know there's not the slightest doubt that he was eccentric. His passion for macabre practical jokes and so on. See what I mean?
No.
Willis, haven't you got anything better to do than lean against that ventilator? Get moving, you lazy swabber. Have you scrubbing decks for the rest of the voyage?
Oh, Skipper, you're blasted out.
What was that, Willis?
Nothing, Skipper. I just said it was blasted hot.
You'll find it hotter still if you don't pull your weight.
Did Goddard ever serve in sail?
Colonel Hagging, just what's on your mind?
I have a feeling, Kendall. I can't really put it into words, but it's there just the same. I've been through that, Willow Perryman's. I don't like it.
Why not? It seems pretty straightforward.
I hope it is. But if there's any funny business, if Brancher, Brancher and Smith have bad news for your passengers, then I think you'd better be there.
And that's all you're going to say?
That's all there is to say. What's another week or so to you, anyway? They tell me that all young lovers find Jamaica fascinating.
And if the will doesn't hold up, what's my job?
To make sure that it doesn't cause any further tragedy. Oh, by the way, I've had Jones and Mulcahy sent ashore. They'll keep Cregan company on the way home. You know, Kendall, after Miller was killed, Cregan had the perfect foxhole, Miller's cabin. Half the time he was supposed to be in the engine room, he was waiting in Miller's cabin for his next victim. Pity he didn't think to lock it.
Well, I'm not making excuses, sir.
No, but... no, I know that, Dirk. Give me a murder in the heart of London any time. Here you had an abundance of suspects in a confined space. None of them with alibis that would stand up. Taken by and large, you did a very good job.
Supposing I told you it would be my last job, sir.
Tell me again when you arrive back in England, then I'll listen to you. Well, I'd better be going ashore, Kendall. I'd say your captain was anxious to get underway.
He wants to get through the canal as fast as possible.
Oh, I saved you one unpleasant chore, by the way.
What was that, sir?
Lee Blake's father. I told him about his son.
So, how did he take it?
Pretty well. Looked up at me from behind that great desk of his in his shipping office, and then went on talking into the phone about a cargo that was overdue.
It doesn't sound to me as if he...
Don't say as if he cared, Kendall. He cared all right, but he wasn't going to let me see how much. You know, I'm not a vindictive man, but it makes me curl up inside to think that Cregan won't hang. A man commits 3 murders and then becomes a burden on the state for the rest of his natural life. Goodbye, Kendall. Oh, By the way, I saw an odd thing here in Panama yesterday. A cricket match. I've no idea who won. Then in a brawl. Funny. Well, good luck with the girl, old man. You'll gain a positively frightening father-in-law.
But, Colonel, about that will.
You keep your eyes open and your ear close to the ground. You have not heard the last of Victor Quarryman yet. Not by a long shot.
What the devil?
Mr. Kendall, if you've quite finished your little chat, I'd like you to remember you're supposed to be my key monitor. But this boy is at least...
Oh, Senor Pepe. By the way, did you have any trouble with Captain Goddard?
No, Senor. He was only too glad to obtain another passenger. He said I could have my choice of cabins, that there were four vacancies.
Yes, yes.
Senor Major, I'm indeed grateful for this opportunity to cross the Caribbean again. And with you paying all my expenses, why should I have the faintest of qualms? But why? Huh? Why, Senor?
Well, perhaps I wish to be advised on local customs. After all, I may be staying here in the Caribbean some time. I shall be able to afford it and what's
more... For such a service, there are plenty of tourist offices, Senor Major. One does not usually approach a private detective agency.
Well, if you don't care for the job...
Oh, I wish only to know what I am to do.
Well, your agency informed me that you had plenty of experience in the kind of work I wish you to do. Protecting my daughter from the attentions of certain fortune hunters.
Oh, of course. You know, when the American tourists come to the Caribbean, I'm a very busy man. Panama is full of unscrupulous people who pay attention to heiresses in the hope.
I am not referring to Panama. I'm referring to someone aboard the Tangmar.
Oh. An officer, I suppose. They're always the ones.
An officer, yes. Dirk Kendall. It will be your job to see that he is never alone with my daughter. She wants to leave the ship of Panama, but for some reason she changed her mind. Obviously because Kendall, too, was remaining aboard. I want you to make friends with my daughter. Take her mind off this fellow.
Well, Senor Pepe is the right man for you to have approached in so delicate a matter. And how far should I go?
Far enough to make Kendall realize that he's wasting his time. Sharon is a girl who will one day be worth a fortune. Kendall is a pauper. By the time we sail, I want you to be at Sharon's side constantly.
Well, that will not be hard. Pardon the question, Senor, but is she... Is she attractive?
Kendall appears to find her so.
Good. A man should enjoy such an occupation. And in this part of the world, a Latin can compete with a uniform very successfully, I find.
Pepe, let's get one thing completely straight. This is a job... The whole purpose of hiring you will be defeated if my daughter should...
Fall in love with me? Well, you can safely leave that to Pepe. The fond farewell when the time comes is my forte. The subtle hint that I am not worth...
Can we leave it at that?
Of course, Senor. You can forget this, Senor Kendall. By the time we reach Jamaica, he will have ceased to exist. In your daughter's romantic mind.
I can hardly believe it, Mr. Kendall. A few more days and we arrive in Jamaica. Panama is behind us. And the man Cregan. Do you know, I feel just as if I could see that money right there in front of me now.
Really?
I've been looking everywhere for you, Mr. Kendall, since we left Panama. I wanted to show you the gift I had brought for Martha. Could you spare the time to step down to my cabin?
Chuka, I've been on the bridge for hours, if you don't mind.
Oh, you're tired, of course. Then let me tell you about it. You see, Martha collects small animals, little china animals of every kind. And she's always wanted so much to own a lifelike cobra with fangs ready to strike.
Whatever for?
I don't know. Well, there's no accounting for a woman's taste, is there? I hate to have to look at a cobra very long myself, but I found one. Quite amazingly lifelike, too. The fangs are bare as the snake prepares to strike. Why would she want to own a thing like that? Her place for it's already. It's in her china cabinet. Whenever she dusts her pieces, she reminds me about it.
Well, what does she say?
Always the same thing. This, Eddie. She often calls me Eddie, you know, when we're alone. This is where we will keep the snake. And do you know something? Oh. Oh, Mr. Kendall. Well, I've just had a dreadful thought.
You have?
It couldn't be because of me, could it? I mean, because of my past.
Well, I hope not, you.
It's to serve as a reminder, not Martha. Oh, do I look like a cobra to you, Mr. Kendall?
Well, not a China one, anyway. Tuka, just supposing that when you get to Jamaica, you found... No, it doesn't matter.
Found what?
Nothing. Just thinking aloud, that's it.
Dirk, I've got to talk to you.
Why, what's wrong, Sharon?
Well, I'll take myself off. Good night, Miss Challoner. Oh, dear, a cobra just waiting to strike. But Martha knows I wouldn't poison her.
Dirk, ever since we left Panama, I've been trying to get a moment alone with you. Every time I start to look for you, this Senor Pepe appears.
The fellow who came aboard at Panama?
Yes. It's as if he didn't want me to talk to you, Dirk. As if there was some scheme to prevent me seeing you.
And he's coming now.
Senorita Chalandon, I wondered where you had got to. Your father suggests that we join him for an after-dinner drink. May I take your arm?
Senor Pepe, Miss Challoner is busy at the moment. And unless you want that stupid smile wiped off your face, you'll stop annoying her. You understand? We were a few hours out from Panama, and ahead of us lay Jamaica, Savannah La Mar, and the Werriman Will. But before we reached Jamaica, I had the feeling that the smooth, self-assured Senor Pepe would cause trouble on this passage of the Tangmar.